Our next reader is Marie Chu Elliott. Marie Chu Elliott is a former journalist who supports her poetry habit by working a day job in media relations. She is currently seeking a publisher for her second collection of poetry, Woman's Work. So please welcome Marie Chu Elliott.
Good evening. The first piece I'm going to read is called Metamorphoses of Vanessa Cardi. If you met me before my rebirth, perhaps you will not recognize the painted lady butterfly that I have become. The span and strength of my wings will amaze you as I ably soar just out of your grasp and that of anyone who would hold me down or back. My beauty might hypnotize you. My ability to touch the heart of everyone who glimpses me may cause you envy. You may attempt to cast me aside as I did the chrysalis which sheltered and protected me from rain and storm or any trauma that would cause me harm. Just as life and the anticipation of blossoming on my own became too large to contain me, so has my love of self eclipsed the darkness brought by you. This next piece is called Wedding March. I was asked to write a love poem. I'm not very good at them. And it was a fashion show, and my piece was going to introduce the segment of the fashion show where the women would come out in these beautiful Vera Wang wedding gowns and, you know, all this nice over-the-top stuff. And I had a very hard time with it. And I was supposed to write about romantic love, and that's not what happened, and I don't think they're ever going to ask me to read again. So, but anyway, this is the poem, and it's called Wedding March. Tsunami, war, global warming, Darfur, yet we believe in love. Life shifts like faults at epicenter while the sunshine of your love blinds me. Vera Wang dress, 2 carats set in platinum, enhance our bliss but are not essential to the work of the master craftsman. It is he who orchestrated me to you, you to me, assigned our meeting, merging, mating, dissolved us from 2 to 1. Standing before friends and kin, we submit and commit, walk the aisle, jump the broom into his everlasting love. This next piece I wrote in December for a community Kwanzaa celebration downtown. Kwanzaa is based on the 7 principles called the Nguzo Saba. So I just wanted to let you know that in case you didn't know it when I used this term. Do you hear what I hear? Above the noise of Sal Army bell ringers and Christmas songs about Santa and reindeer, the call of drums wake me to remembrance of royal former selves and rebirth of dreams forgotten. Voices in dialect unknown yet familiar beckon and I follow pathways to the Nguzo Saba. Villagers spread loving arms to children with no one to embrace. Hands and hearts extend to elders with dimming visions and abbreviated footsteps. Pecan-colored hands grasp for me through gritty Mississippi soil and the ages. I kiss them, then bow in reverence. Like metal to magnet, I am drawn to drink the libation of knowledge, praying to see the ancestors again in me. Years after her heavenly transition, my granny refuses silence and passiveness. Leathery mocha hands reincarnate to command mezzo-forte renditions of What a Friend We Have in Jesus on my Kimball console. My crude manual stitches secure quilt designs and remind me of the black iron singer with rolling pedal back and forth that kept her company after Grandpa was gone. My eyes now see her visions and the crimson princess feathers in her yard. As an infant, their vibrance calmed me. Now she whispers scripture with my lips to bring restoration. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Possessed by her spirit, I write like she did mandatory speeches we recited for Easter and Christmas. ABCs for my niece on a cardboard box. I read like she read the Holy Bible and my older sister's diary. I paint, decorate, plant seeds, tubers, bulbs, transplant petunias, pot moms with memories of the melon, squash, corn, and tomatoes that thrived under her care. Arms spread to gather the bounty of her life on God's great earth. I cradle, then embrace my legacy. This is my final piece. It's called a tribute to Catherine Dunham. I work with all women's writing collective here in St. Louis called Sisters 90s, and in 2006, when Miss Dunham died, we all wrote wrote tribute pieces to her. My daughter and I went to the memorial, and I could barely drive back home because I was so moved after seeing all the great things that she'd accomplished in her life and what she meant to the arts in this area. All hail. The Empress with skin hued like honey, alluring eyes, platinum crowning glory, feet agile as hands, transformed to hollow any place her soul landed. Haiti to East Saint 5678 Ebo Mai Plies, come hither movements of Congo Payette, double step triplets. All hail. Rhythmic cadence sounds, palm leaves strewn on red carpet blanket the ground. American beauty roses rain down. Bodies rock and roll, legs circle and swing. The Empress has entered the new Jerusalem. Thank you very much.